Malachi Dupree and actually Damaris Randall both were here today, and so good spirits. They're both doing good, and they're both in the concussion protocol.
Mike, did you get a good look at each of the hits that landed them in the concussion protocol? Yes,
saw the video. Definitely both plays, you know, turned into the league. That's a process that you go through each and every game. So I'm sure we'll get an evaluation from the league on that. But, you know, with the emphasis, obviously those two hits fit in that category.
So just to be clear, when you turn a play into the league, you're turning it in because you believe that it is a illegal hit, or you turn it in for them to evaluate?
Different levels of that. I mean, we all watch the same videos. There's emphasis each and every year about, you know, how can we make the league better? Obviously, player safety is always at the forefront of that. And when you see things like those two hits last night, they're definitely of concern in the area of player safety. So you don't want to see your players ever get injured, specifically if it's not within the climate of what the league's looking for as far as the proper way to block or, you know, so forth.
Yes or no, you think those were illegal hits?
Jason, well, I don't even know why we're working. If I turned them into the league, I don't think they're legal hits.
Okay, that's what I was asking. I just wanted to be clear.
I was trying to act intelligent.
You're not acting. No. I get it.
How about Barkley, Mike?
Don Barkley? We're actually still trying to get our hands around it some. Not as bad as we initially thought it was. We thought it was on the field, but it's an ankle injury. So, don't have any timeline or anything like that for Don.
Is there anyone more versatile on the O-line group than him?
I would say no. I mean, Don's played every position on our line, and obviously he's a valuable member of our locker room.
JC leaves in free agency now. Don could be out for a little while. How do you feel about what you have behind Corey in terms of some of the options there?
I mean, you feel good. I feel really good about that whole offensive line room. I think, you know, the young centers that played in the game did a lot of really good things. I was excited about, you know, how the grading came out for our center play, particularly with our young guys. So, you know, we'll keep going that path and keep working the different combinations of guys that we have in there. I mean, it's always important to have, you know, 3 to 4 centers in operation when you go through training camp, and you know, that's our plan.
Is the run game just kind of a gradual process over the preseason? It didn't look like there were a whole lot of opportunities there.
No, the run production was not very good, but I think also you got to look at the way the game was called. You know, we were exclusively a one tight end offense after the first group went out, and that was by design going into the game because Richard Rodgers, you know, not playing and some other concerns. So, you look at the way, you know, their defense was pretty much an 8-man, 7-man front. The defensive line, particularly the way they played, there's certain runs that are obviously better than others there. But yeah, we'll work on that Sunday. That's an emphasis for our Sunday practice as we set the schedule this morning with the coaching staff and. But a lot of good tape, a lot of good things to learn from, and had some tough angles in the run game. And shoot, that's good football. You know, this is not we want to play the game on the chalkboard, and you know you have to be able to play through those types of situations, and we'll be better for it.
5 different running backs got carries. 15 different players got targeted. So that's about as good a variety as you can get out of the Lions games. How tricky is that to get to those levels where everybody gets a touch?
Well, it's a focus. When you watch preseason games, I think it's clear what the objective is. You're trying to create opportunities for your players. You know, whether you go for it and 4th and 2 and, you know, on the -30-yard line, you're trying to create an opportunity for your offense to have a tough situational call, 4th and 2, but you're also potentially going to put your defense in an adverse situation that they may find themselves in after a turnover. So when I look at the preseason games, it's trying to create as many situations as possible for your players to give them opportunities. So it's not as much about trying to beat the other guy. It's more about putting your players in position to compete in as much situational football. Obviously you like to have favorable plays and have the upper hand schematically. I mean, that's part of the game. We understand that. But, we went into the game last night with the vision of everybody playing. We accomplished that and wanted to make sure everybody had some real opportunities. I don't know offhand how many players were in the single digits in play time, but the goal is to try to get everybody, 10-plus plays, and we were close to doing that.
We saw Mitch Henry a couple of years ago do it in camp. I think Janice tried to do it last year. Is Richard Rodgers going to have to try and play a pass-catching position with a club on with this finger injury?
Well, they're still working through exactly what he's going to wear. I mean, I think if you watch the history of when guys have hand injuries, because they're all different. So you don't just cast them all the same, or you don't pat them all the same. So there's a process, that our training staff, they do a phenomenal job, because, you have to customize it, and you can try this splint or try that. So we're still going through that with Rich.
Considering all the moving parts, and outside of Trevor's return, just the play of the special teams cover units were pretty solid on penalties.
If I was going to say which unit played best in the game last night, it was clearly special teams. I thought special teams, just from a pure fundamental standpoint, when you go through the grades, our fundamentals in special teams graded out the highest. So, and that's really what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for, a bunch of great adjustment checks and things like that. I mean, Brett Hundley had a great adjustment there on the touchdown throw, and that's good football. But this is about playing with fundamentals, playing the right way, and I thought we did a lot of really good things on special teams.
Speaking of fundamentals, it looked like, going back and watching the game again, had a lot of guys on defense kind of throwing shoulders early in the game, and then the tackling seemed to really improve as the game went on. Do you think it was just a case of your team needing to just kind of settle down from maybe the first game?
Well, I think so. We talked about it just from the pure mental aspect of how we performed last night. I didn't like the pregame. But you go back, you look at notes. We have a systematic approach of, corrections and after each and every practice of, are you always trying to project how you're going to move forward? No different in games. And so, pregame is always a little different the first time you get out there. It was, disjointed a little bit with the weather. We're going to go out early. We're not going to go out early. Then we're going to stay on time. And, so not that there's an excuse, but these are all really good things to go through. There was a number of issues on the sidelines that we had to deal with coaches. So it was preseason for everybody, whether it's headsets and, which has nothing to do with tackling, but I just think you have those kind of things where, the anxiety might be a little higher, but at the end of the day, it's football, and you break down your tackling with, with the approach, strike, wrap, and finish. And, I felt our approach was the biggest error that we were making, in the area of tackling. And that's what we work on the most. And the approach is really your footwork and, how you approach before you strike. And obviously, with the tackling techniques of taking the head out of the game, I think our drill work has been very good. And, we missed a number of tackles where we should have been in a low tackle approach, and our approach was of high. We're tackling too high. So, with that, we'll be emphasizing the approach more in our drill work, and that's how we go about our business.
Mike, what did you think of Taysom and Joe yesterday? It looked like they both.
Productive. I thought Joe did some really good things, particularly extended plays, and we were trying to get the ball dealt there quickly in the perimeter. And I thought, Taysom, you have to be real excited about what he did on the last drive, because he really was the only quarterback that received a number of pressure calls from their defense, and schematically was challenged, and did a really good job with a couple protection adjustments that our young running back and tight ends did a nice job, and our receivers made the big plays down the field. So, trust me, there was a lot of energy in the coaching meetings today, because we're excited about a lot of good football. I mean, we obviously, as coaches, you can harp on the negatives too much, but a lot of good tape to learn from, a lot of mistakes that still are good experiences to learn from. So, we definitely improved. as a football team. It is our first impression, and from that, we need to build off that.
Joe Callahan in practice and last year preseason extends plays and uses his feet. And I thought his first several snaps last night, was there an emphasis to see if he can do more from the pocket before he uses his feet?
Well, I wouldn't say an emphasis. I mean, when you call a play, you have every play has a play design. You know, every play design is tied to the quarterback's feet. I mean, that's the way I've always designed the offensive passes, and that's the way I learned it, and that's the way the quarterback's trained. So, you know, there's an in pocket phase. You know, there's a time clock for that, and then there's an out of pocket phase that, and that's the way we play.
Hey Mike, what happens when the head coach's headset? I know it's happened to you on the road a few times, but what the heck do you do when your headset's not working?
I smile, Jason. What do you think I do?
Well, I think it would be interesting.
I encourage the people in charge to fix it quickly. Yeah.
But it didn't get – you said it was the whole first half last night. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, like I said, it was preseason on a number of different levels, and so hopefully we have it corrected for when we get back here to play the Rams.
So. I wasn't trying to get people in trouble. I was curious how you
would. No, I mean, it happened.
Latroy Guyon was really well-liked in your locker room. I think from the outside, maybe people think with the stuff that went on off the field with him, it's an easy decision to cut him loose. What was that process like, and what ultimately led to that decision?
Well, really those decisions are always a number of different things. The decision to release Latroy, it was obviously done with taking into account everything that was going on. But, Latroy has a lot of love and respect in the locker room. Anytime one of your players goes through the tough personal situations, you support him and try to work with him. But frankly, this time right now, Latroy's focus needs to be on himself and getting things right, personally. So, but yes, he was very, very well liked. He was a great teammate in the locker room, and that's definitely plays into it. But those are decisions you have to make when you release a player like that. But he's working on the right things right now.